News Talk 1620 WTAW, thanks to the Texas A&M University System for providing a Facebook Live feed this afternoon. Over at the Rellis campus, former Texas Governor, now U.S. Energy Secretary Rick Perry, at the Rellis Campus Center for Infrastructure Renewal. The Energy Secretary, Texas A&M graduate, opening up his remarks this afternoon, talking about his three Aggie rings.
A bit of information when you leave the governor's mansion, they ask you to leave something personal. And if you visit the governor's mansion, you've seen the displays. You know, there's Sam Houston, something that they went back. It started in 1957, so and I think it was Price Daniels' wife who started gathering these things up. And so all through the previous years and since, every governor leaves something. Like George W. Bush left a set of candlesticks, antique candlesticks that his uncle Prescott Bush gave to EMR at their wedding. And so there's this great collection. Doc Risco left a longhorn, which makes some sense. I mean, he was a cattleman and a T-sip, so it made a lot of sense for Doc to leave this bronze. As I gave some consideration of what was it that I was going to leave at the governor's mansion, and I had an interesting story with my class ring. I
might have told him.
Oh, you already told him. So, Michael, I don't know if he told the whole story or not, but while I was a pilot in the Air Force, you couldn't wear a ring on the flight deck. You had to take it off. So I always had it zipped in my flight suit right here. I knew exactly where my class ring was. It was always there. And when I went home to farm, I got hung up on a piece of equipment one day. And so I decided I'd better start taking my ring off and put it in my pocket. And of course, I didn't have a lot of money at that particular point in time, 1978, 79 time period. Old jeans were wore out and had a hole in a pair of them one time. I lost my ring. And so from 1978 to 1982, I kept thinking, you know, I'm having these miraculous stories. My Aggie ring showed up. Well, it didn't, because it's lost out there. I'm probably in cotton for him. And he's never going to be found. So I got a new one when I got married, 82. Within 6 weeks, I lost it and my wedding ring. My wife didn't much give a damn about the Aggie ring. So I got my third ring, which is what I'm wearing, and life goes on. 10 years later, I'm moving an old couch out of Haskell, going to Austin, and this couch was worn out. It had, since 1975, 15 years old. Raised two kids on it, and it was worn smooth out. Worn out so much I wouldn't even give it to anybody. It was going to the dump in Haskell, and my daughter was throwing a fit because she saw a Play-Doh lid through the cheesecloths on the bottom of the couch. It's like, Sydney, good God, it's a Play-Doh lid. I was going to get that. So I pulled out the staples and run my hand through about 15 years worth of stuff. And it's unhard. And it was my second hanging ring. And Mike and I ran into each other when he was headed off to do one of his. Were you the command pilot of SDS?
No, not that one.
Well,
yeah.
But anyway, he said, "You got anything you want to go to space?" And I was kind of like, "Yeah, I did." And so I brought him that ring. So, and that's not the end of the story. It came back, and there was a young man whose son. A brilliant young Hispanic boy from his father was the landscape. He was head of the landscape team at the governor's mansion. His son was graduating from Texas A&M in nuclear engineering, interestingly. And so they have this new old army tradition that's called ring dumping. Sharp and I didn't. We know nothing about that. This is relatively new. And this boy boy was a very devout Catholic, and so instead of dunking his in a mug of beer, he had a glass, a mug of holy water that had been blessed by the priest over it. And so I'm figuring his deal really did take good. But anyway, he dunked that ring in that, and that was the ring that he did his ring dunk in. So this thing just had a rather interesting life. It's been lost, it's been found, like a lot of you. It's a biblical story here. I'll explain it to you later, Charlotte.
Again, comments from Rick Perry, former Texas governor, now U.S. Energy Secretary at the Texas A&M Systems Relis Campus Center for Infrastructure Renewal. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.